The U.S. attack on Iran's Karg Island indicates oil and energy infrastructure could become a top target. President Donald Trump says the U.S. hit military targets only on the island and will spare oil infrastructure if Iran does not prevent more ships from passing through the Strait of Hormuz. Trump also told U.S. media he was surprised at Iran's attacks on other countries in response to the U.S.-Israeli bombardments, and then said he may hit Karg Island a few more times just for fun. While Trump was briefly seen in his motorcade in Florida Saturday, some protesters in Washington, D.C. spoke out against the war.
As a human being, I think it's our responsibility to speak out against atrocities, whether it affects you personally or not. Hearing that these things are happening on a consistent basis, it's something that you need to come out for and speak out for.
Among the many posts by Trump on Saturday, he called for other nations to help form a naval coalition to keep oil moving freely on ships through the strait, saying it should have always been a team effort, but he offered no details on which nations may or may not help. Global oil prices have surged 40% since the U.S. and Israel launched the war. Trump has repeated statements he's previously made at the White House that the U.S. is ahead of schedule with its military objectives.
We took out just about all of their mine ships in one night. We're up to boat number 60. I didn't realize they had that big a navy. I would say it was big and ineffective.
While the U.S. is reportedly planning to deploy thousands more Marines and sailors to the Gulf region, Trump says Iran is defeated, but he has not indicated when the war will end.